how long does it take for you to get to know someone? Are you able to pull out details, thoughts, feelings, emotions out of someone pretty quickly? And or how long does it take for someone to get to know you? Because I find it quite interesting. Once someone warms up and they begin to talk to you, you find out quickly who they are. More importantly, you find out who they think they are. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer, Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Man, it has been just a killer beginning to the week. I posted on our Facebook page for church, our Hillspring New Preg page, about women submitting, and that's a hard one was the title. And it's just, like always, like I said yesterday, it was a trigger. People blew up, man. I think my favorite comment was, so is this being taught by a caveman? I mean, people, they didn't even watch the video, which is funny, which to be expected. But I would encourage you, if you can't be here at Hillspring Church in New Prague on Tuesday nights at 7:15, I would encourage you to check out our Facebook page because we're posting the videos. After tonight, we'll be posting them also on YouTube on our Hillspring page. But until we get that all straightened out, we'll at least be posting them, keeping them on our Facebook page. But check it out. It has gotten quite a rise out of people. A lot of people have lovely, lovely comments. And I don't expect them to agree. I mean, if you're not a Christ follower, if you don't believe in God's word, then why would you agree? Hey, you have your opinion. It's not biblical. All right, knock yourself out. Anywho, reach out to me at tdhgiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Also, to many of you who've been rating the podcast lately, I don't know why all of a sudden, but more people are rating it. Thank you very much, whether you rate it on Spotify or iTunes or whatever it is, or on Podbean. Appreciate it. And again, we're also reaching out, trying to post more videos on our YouTube page. Even though most of them are intro, it's easier to share a video many times than the podcast. So, all right, without any further ado, most of us, I think, and again, not everybody, but most of us, I think, love telling others who we are and what we're about our love of life and what we're into and our hobbies. And if you're slow to do this, I get it, but I still think it happens even to those who are shy or maybe introverts when they get comfortable around a person. I think we all enjoy just telling people about who we are. Now, what if you practice this in your walk with Christ? What do I mean? Let's say you get so comfortable with God's word, with his ways, with his spirit, with his commands, with his wisdom, his advice, his grace, you get comfortable with his stories of the miraculous, that you tell yourself that that is who you are. It's who you are in Christ. You don't just tell it, you actually believe it. You feel it. You begin to experience that is who you are. All that is wrapped up in God's word, in your relationship with God, and your experience with the Holy Spirit, that's who you are. So like you're at a job interview, or maybe you're with a girl you met on a dating app, or you're just speaking for the first time to your girlfriend's dad, and they ask you, so Garth, tell me about yourself. And you kind of lean back, you know, straighten up, look them in the eye. Well, I'm a son of the king. I have unlimited favor. When things seem impossible, I just kind of brace myself and smile, and I wait for an incredible miracle. When I don't understand things, I just kind of laugh because, well, I know God's working behind the scenes, right? And I can't help but, well, be a blessing because I'm blessed. I'm an overcomer. I have God's truth flowing through my veins, and I have unlimited grace. I mean, it's just, it's at my disposal. I mean, it's never ending, and I'm so powerful in the spiritual world, it shakes hell. Yeah, that's who I am. Now, many of you, you'd probably choke on saying that. Or if you did, it sounds so robotic or maybe memorized, it'd be hard for the other person to believe. But if you really believe it, if you really consume God's word, if you really tap into that intimacy with Jesus through the Spirit, over time, you not only actually believe it, you actually know it to be real. Look, everyone thought Muhammad Ali was arrogant until he started knocking everyone out. Look, you can say you're the greatest, but when you start proving it, you get people's attention. Look, I think a lot of times we as Christians, we say things about Scripture, we say things about who we are in Christ, but once you actually believe it, you say it in a whole different realm. It's on a whole different level. You know, I love 2 Kings chapter 7. I've talked on it many times. Elisha is being chastised by the king about how the country is starving and falling apart, and God isn't keeping his word. He's actually hitting Elisha with death threats and kind of blaming Elisha for where we're at. Now look, Elisha, he knows who he is. He knows his God. And in fact, we don't see Elisha getting a word from God. We just simply see him speaking something into existence because he knows who he is. He knows who he is. He knows his God. He knows his place in God. He knows what is capable of God. He knows what God has done and can do and will do. He looks at the king and says simply again, and again, he speaks this into existence. This isn't a word from God. He just knows what he's capable of because of who he is in God. And he speaks this. He says, look, by this time tomorrow, Israel will have all its needs met and more. But your assistant here, the cocky, arrogant one, well, he'll see it, but he won't be able to eat of any of it. He won't experience it. He'll be dead before he ever gets the chance to enjoy it. So Elisha is so secure in who he is, he calls on a miracle by God, and he calls it curtains on the doubting assistant. Do you know your God? Then call it out. If you don't, and you don't have that confidence, then seek him. Know him. Know who you are, and then call it out. Like I've said before to doubters who say, well, I don't believe it. I just smile and say, that's okay. It's already happened. Carry on. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.